Thank you for calling the Shawjanes.com Customer Service Department. My name is Abraxas. How can I help you?
Yes, Alexis. Dr. Steven Schwartz calling. There is a charge on my credit card from your organization, which was not made by me or by my wife. It's an unrecognized and fraudulent charge.
Okay, hold on one second. One moment. I'm waiting on my system. I believe our system is down at the moment. One moment.
The last four digits of the credit card are 5774.
Okay. And what's your email?
It would be one of two emails. If it was my wife, it would be carol.robbins1@yahoo.com.
Carol.roberts1.
Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, 1@yahoo.com. The date is April 27th.
Okay.
I spoke to her. She said she hasn't even used the credit card.
Okay, hold on one second.
Neither of us are into astrology, I'm afraid.
Okay. Trying to see. You see it. CarolRobbins, the number 1@yahoo.com.
Yep. Carol. Robbins 1@yahoo.com.
Can't find anything.
I can give you mine as well.
Okay, one moment. Okay,
that's
what's
what
your
I'm saying,
email?
We didn't do this.
Okay, what's your email?
Mine is S is in Stephen, M is in Michael, S is in Stephen, C is in Charlie, H is in Harry, W is in William, A is in Apple, R is in Radar, Z is in Zebra, 26@yahoo.com.
And the last four, the card number?
5774. I could guarantee you I didn't look for astrology.
Okay.
It's for $27.
I have carol.robbins1@yahoo.com. Looks like, let me click on this. You said $27. See that. And what's your address?
130 East 63rd Street, apartment 10B is in Baker, New York, New York, 10065.
Yes, sir. I have that in our system. Looks like someone ordered the Shaka 7-piece set we got, and it was $27 on the 27th of April.
Yeah, she did not make that order. She told me she did not make that order.
Hold on one second.
I mean, she doesn't even know what it is.
Well, she did online.
Carol?
7 o'clock.
Carol, come here. I have the company on the line. The one where the charge you said you didn't make. Come here, please. My wife just walked in. What was this for, by the way? Allegedly?
Shaka 7-piece set we got. $27. It was ordered.
Yes, $27.
Yes, it was ordered online on April the 27th.
I don't know what you're looking at.
This.
What is it?
It's a charge to the credit card. You didn't make that on the 27th, no?
No.
She's here. She says she didn't do it. Stay here, please. Get your mask off.
I just want to put my keys on.
Hold on one second.
Interestingly, at the same time, we have another charge on another astrology website for $5.95 called Astrology Answers. Is that you as well? It has a Wyoming telephone number.
I didn't make either of those charges.
So someone's trying to get astrology using our information, obviously. Why anybody would want to get astrology is beyond me, but no accounting for some people. Take your mask off. You should be doing this, not me, okay? But I'm the one who's doing it. The least you can do is help me.
Yeah, but I can make
I understand. I understand. I understand. You're certain about that.
Yeah.
One moment.
Yeah, my wife says she hasn't even used the credit card except for one charge at the local drugstore.
Yeah, Duane Reade.
At Duane Reade. But other than that, she hasn't used the credit card at all. Because she online, she only uses her American Express card.
So do I have to stay here now?
Yes.
I'd like to go hang my coat up.
I know. Until it's resolved, please.
All right, so I refunded the $27.05.95. Charge, you'll go back
okay.
To your court in about 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be good. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling
the Customer
Service
Department.
Have a great day.